Beginning in January 2009, foreigners from outside the EU seeking permanent residence in the Czech Republic will have to pass a Czech language exam to qualify. The authorities have now launched a website with information on the language test, a list of language centres where they can take the exam, as well as places where they can receive a voucher that will entitle them to one exam free of charge. And the website also features a sample exam in which foreigners seeking permanent residence can test their Czech language skills. Jan Richter has the details.
Předpověď počasí na zítra. Bude oblačno, přehánky, déšť. Teplota kolem 15 stupňů Celsia. If you haven't got the slightest idea of what the phrase you have just heard means, you will have to do some studying. If you want to become a permanent resident of the Czech Republic after January 2009, that is. To help all those interested in settling in the country, the Czech Education Ministry has launched a website with information on the process. Martin Mach is the head of the Department for Secondary and Higher Vocational Education at the Education Ministry.
Tyto stránky obsahují dvě sekce. První sekce je zaměřena na cizince.
The website has two sections. One of them is focused on foreigners, and it contains information on the rules of the exam, a list of textbooks and other materials for study, and a sample exam which allows foreigners to check online whether their language skills are sufficient for the exam.
Jsou takové, že se může s klidným svědomím k té zkoušce přihlásit.
For nationals applying for permanent residency who come from outside the European Union, Norway, Switzerland, Liechtenstein and Iceland will have to show they understand basic Czech communication and that they can interpret written and spoken Czech. The level of the exam is labeled A1, which is the lowest level of Czech exams for foreigners. Vladimír Hřebka from the Interior Ministry's press department explains why the authorities want foreigners to speak Czech.
The Czech language exam has been introduced by the Ministries of Education and Interior, mainly because the Czech Republic is no longer a transit country, but is becoming a final destination for foreign nationals. The exam should make these people able to handle basic communication in the Czech language environment. We believe this is very favourable and far-sighted and will allow the Czech Republic to learn from our neighbours' mistakes as well as for a better integration of foreigners.
But not all share the optimistic outlook of the authorities. Maria Jelinková is the head of the migration program of the Multicultural Center Prague, an NGO dealing with ethnic diversity in the Czech Republic. She says that the exams in their current form will not have much effect on how well foreigners will integrate into the society.
This will not influence really the integration of migrants in the Czech Republic, because for most of them it will be obligatory to pass the test after 5 years of staying or working in the Czech Republic when they will be applying for the permanent residency. The easiest level of the exam A1 was chosen because the three ministries involved in this issue, I mean Ministry of Interior Affairs, Ministry of Social Affairs and Ministry of Education, weren't able to agree on who should give money from their budget to sponsor the preparational courses for the exam. So originally it was intended to have a more difficult exam, which would really enable people to speak Czech quite well.
Lawyer Pavel Čižinský from a counseling center Diskriminace.info believes that the program will work, but he says that the authorities should also take into consideration that very little material is available for foreigners who are interested in learning Czech.
The system of learning Czech language for foreigners is beginning, is because not many foreigners learn Czech language so far. And the state should maybe first support the system of schools, of textbooks, of education of teachers and so on, and not start with the setting administrative precondition for the acquisition of permanent residence. So the feelings are mixed, but generally we think that the step is pro-integration for foreigners.
Although the Czech language exam will be required from January 2009, foreigners can already start taking it in September this year. So if you're planning to move to the Czech Republic anytime soon, you will find all the information at checkyourcheck.com.
A pokud jste nerozuměli, můžete si reportáže Jana Richter najít na našich stránkách. Sorry, if you didn't get all of that, you can find that report by Jan Richter on our website www.radio.cz.